Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, Rundown.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right. Is this the only ad? Right. Yeah. All right. So we're in. I don't have subjects. We'll start. You introduce. Yeah, but what's your name again?
Coleman.
So he introduced he's going to be helping on the rundown. I didn't have time to do it. So it's like, what do we got? Oh, Spider's back. Hey, Spider. Celtics game five tonight. We 2-2. Obviously a massive game. We're going to be live streaming it at the office. I don't think it's a must win for anybody. I think this game, this series can end in six or seven, frankly, for either side. I really don't know what's going to happen. I think the Celtics are going to win. It's been a great series. I have no feel. I've lost feel on this. I will say Steph's obviously great.
But Steph Curry's amazing. The guy's fucking amazing. So Steph Curry versus Celtics. Steph Curry's one of the best players of all time.
I don't even hate him. I hate everybody else on the Warriors. But the last game, I don't care if you're in the NBA Finals, score 2 points in the last 6 minutes or whatever it was, you're not going to win that game. So as good as Steph was, it was Celtics who didn't score down a stretch. I think they do somehow come back and win tonight, but I don't really fucking know. I really don't know.
I feel pretty good about the Celtics tonight, actually.
Yeah?
I've had a good feel in terms of the sides. It's been just like a zigzag.
Yeah.
It's I think just the natural feel is like, oh, like Warriors are coming home. They're going to win. I mean, the Celtics have played. They won game one in Golden State. The second one, they were up at a half. It was winnable. They kind of just choked it away.
Well, the refs game two were a disaster.
That as well.
What? Come on. Get the fuck out of here. What a fucking horrible call. All Draymond does is flop and fucking scream and flex and gets every call.
They were total. What are we looking at? What's happening? Okay.
You know, I bet him. I got him plus four. The spread hasn't mattered at all in
this
series, but.
No, very
but
much.
I feel like today maybe is that day where it does, so I did take him plus four, but I feel kind of good about the Celtics.
Jerry?
I like the Celtics tonight because everybody I talk to likes the Warriors. So I took the Celtics tonight. You know, I just think they're the better team. I really do. I don't care if Curry drops 30, 40 a game. I think they showed a game one. You know, Curry goes off.
Yeah, no, the Celtics lost that last game. They didn't score. Yeah. They just stopped scoring. They couldn't get a bucket.
I think the turnovers are the problem for the Celtics.
Yeah, yeah. And,
big
and
time.
They turn it over too much.
A lot of turnovers, lazy turnovers. Yeah. Not great shot selection, but, I mean, it's a make-and-miss league. When they hit the threes, nobody complains. I really don't know. I really don't know. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I'll tell you, who's not going to beat you? Draymond's not going to beat you.
No, he's been – he was actually – they're much better with him on the bench.
Yes.
He's been a total disaster.
Did you see he was pissed about it, and they played really well with him on the bench.
What do you mean he was pissed about
it? Like, in the post thing, he was, like, made comments. He was upset about, like, not going back in.
Really? I didn't see
I was kind of surprised by it, too. That I mean, they won. Like, how can you be
– I didn't see that. Yeah, this is the other story, which I will say the game is very different when you're there as opposed to TV. You don't, I feel like, notice. Like, I didn't even really, I knew the Celtics weren't scoring, but I didn't know they weren't scoring to the extent they did when I was there. This guy, you just, I mean, you might as well put us in a vortex if you just keep flipping the screen nonstop. Like, but another story, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Do your job, Kevin.
Did this happen? So, Sonia Curry and Del Curry, they just wife swapped? Is this official?
Like, I think so. It seems pretty, like, legitimate from everything I've read.
That's nuts.
I almost feel like there had to be, like, a swinger situation going on or something.
You'd think.
Like, that's a weird, like, you had to know, they both had to know him, I feel like, at some point.
By the way, the only thing people, speaking of Curry, I sat, obviously, well, not obviously, but I was in between the scorer's table and the Warriors bench wearing the Draymond as jerk. By the way, a lot of people, listen, Dave's shirt's 10 sizes too big. Who do you think's responsible for that? Two words. Mike Welker. biggest fucking fuck up who's ever walked through the doors here at Barstool. You think I didn't know that shirt was too big? It was the only one I fucking had. He sent me them early. He for some reason, sent me an XL in comfort colors. So I had no other choice. I had two of them. One smelled. I wore
comfort
the other
colors
was too
is good
big.
For the big boys.
What?
It's a good shirt for the big
it
boys.
It was fucking huge.
Comfort colors.
But I had to wear
the
it.
The guys, that's, we like comfort colors.
Yeah, it was fucking gigantic. He did kind of ruin, I will say, the Celtics not winning ruined that picture I had with him because I can't really do it. But that's why that shirt was too big. He won't stop scrolling?
No, it's
good. It's just to give you an idea. When we're talking and you keep scrolling, it catches out of the eye. I think something's happening. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's on me.
It's on you the second time. I lost my train of thought.
Well,
the big shirt, the picture.
I would say Kev handles my show. I think Kev's a really good guy. And, you know, I think he's going to tighten up a little bit. So
okay, just, right. Like, don't constantly, like, just be prepared. This is wife swap.
Wife swap.
All right. Curry. Wow. That's why I said. Curry. So I was sitting there. Draymond didn't say a word to me the whole game. Steph, I did at one point go, you're going to have to do this yourself. And he said, I know.
That's pretty
cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
Yeah, he looked back and goes, I know. I'm excited for tonight. We need the Celtics. We are planning for anybody in Boston. So we'll be on the wood. I think Hank and I are going to be in the seats I was in last game for game 6. And if there's a game 7, we'll be doing a live watch party at Big Night Live for everybody in Boston. 2,000 people watch the game. Go ham. So that's that. Second story that we're on to, and I'm just going, just, attaboy, Kevo. College World Series. Tennessee gone. Most obnoxious team ever. Out. Mincy. Ole Miss in. Michigan screwed. Absolutely fucking screwed. And here's Mincy. Everything's come. Mincy, we don't need really. This is kind of a boring speech, so we don't need to see that.
Holy crap!
But the Mince Man and crew will be heading out to Omaha. That's a must-do. I'd love to go to Omaha. I was getting ready, believe it or not, and it would have been a pain to go to College Station, so that would have been tough if Michigan won. So that's College World Series. Hockey, the Rangers eliminated. Frankie, I love watching Frankie just make those. He had an orgasm.
Yeah.
Full blown.
The noises he makes. He creamed his stunning.
Pants. He literally like, Unbelievable.
Mincy was there.
Oh, the golf. That's another one. Thank you. Way to scroll, Kevin. I am so sick of this PGA commissioner. Like,
this is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Talking about 9/11 and this and that, and then somebody cries. It's like, buddy, it's about the money. It's only about the money. You know it's only about the money. Stop saying all this other stuff. Somebody sent me the PGA Tour, I think, has an event, a European event in Saudi Arabia. Wow. Anybody who's outraged, and you can be outraged. Saudi Arabia is like one of our biggest trade partners. We're like begging them right now, I think, to redo oil with us because of stuff. So, like, yes, they do fucked up shit, but complain about all. This has nothing to do with that.
Does he have the power to suspend people? Can you?
Who, the PGA?
Yeah,
he suspended. Right? Yeah, oh, they suspended him. But I just don't. I don't. You can, like, all right. I'm not saying. Well, I am saying, if Saudi Arabia is like, Dave, I'm going to give you $1 billion to move Barstool's headquarters to Saudi Arabia, and you only have to be here one day a year, I will do that so fast, it'll make your fucking head spin, Jerry. It'll make your fucking head spin. So if they offer me $5 million, I'd be like, you guys are morally fucking corrupt. I want no part of that. But just say, call it as it is. Like, in these golfers, I'm on every side. The live golfer, somebody's like, would you ever say no? Is there any line in the stand morale? Like, if Putin threw a golf tournament right now, would you play in it? And they're like, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. I won't do that for $100 billion. Yeah. I currently wouldn't do it. If Hitler's like, hey, Dave, come play in this golf, like, no chance. Just answer the questions. Like, everyone's making decisions. Right now they're based on money. I don't blame the guy who's going to play golf there. And the PGA, pay him more, do whatever.
Exactly.
It's all bullshit. And it's just driving me nuts, actually, with it.
See, I mean, I could see why, like, golf fans might be upset, just that, like, thinking this game's getting watered down a little bit.
Well, no kid. Well, there's no different. I was upset when the Big East broke up.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
of course.
It's the same. It's like you get used to something, you like it. But I just, it's all about money for all of them. I don't know that there's any of them deep down who didn't go to live, LIV, whatever you want to call it, for morality as opposed to money.
For sure. So do you like the chirps, like Rory? Like,
maybe Tiger. They said they offered him $1 billion.
Yeah, I heard like $800 million or something like that.
Wow.
But probably don't need that.
Do you like the chirps by Rory, like after he won, he made the little comment?
No, fuck you. Told him Rory. I don't mind it. No, I don't mind the chirps, actually.
Say, like 21st, like one
more. It's a rival. It's a rival. You know what it is NWO versus like WWE or Raw versus, they're rival leagues now. So fine. I'm fine with it. My big thing is, that's fine. The commissioner of the PGA referencing
9/11,
somehow you are like, I know people who died in 9/11. So basically, if you watch LIV, you flew the plane into the tower type. Yeah. Come on.
This was a lot.
Yeah, sure. A lot.
He thought it was like a mic drop when he said it, too.
It's terrible.
This is ridiculous.
What?
Nah, just Tyreek Hill stuff.
Tyreek Hill claims his new quarterback, Tua, is more accurate than Patrick Mahomes in recent interview.
As far as accuracy-wise, I'm going with Tua all day.
Well, build up your guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, but you haven't played a game with him yet. You know what I mean? He's...
But it's like, what are you going to say? Nah, he stinks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I
you play with
say
him.
He's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes.
I'm trying to gas him up, I guess. Give him a little confidence
boost.
Think
about how foolish he's going to look come week four. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with the gas up. They're teammates now. All right, back to the other. Robots. A suspended Google engineer claims that their artificial intelligence is now sentiment, telling you it's emotions and feelings. So that's just like one of those horror movies, right? When the robots come to life and attack. Okay. Well, that would stink, right, Kevo?
That would stink, yeah.
That's it. We did Belmont.
Yeah.
1-4-2, Dave. 1-4-2, Cole. 1-4-2, Cole, Dave. 1-4-2, Cole, Dave. Bang, 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 bang. Yes.
Yeah. Attaboy, Jerry.
Let me read it.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
I thought it was okay.
Well, I'll just tell people what Jerry sent me. He sent me yesterday, 8:24 p.m. So we were a full day removed.
Yeah.
You got greedy yesterday. You had the winners. Just kept trying to hit the big one. You'll get them next time.
I didn't like that. If you can go back, I understand your point of view. You know what I mean? You're trying to win money for me and Elio.
We do the syndicate. Yes. We split it.
Yes.
You bet a 3-1, 2 or 3 grand, 9 grand. You split it three ways. You bet 3 grand. I win 3 grand. I'm not trying to, I'm not fucking trying to be Jason Kalishman and hit opposite field soft single.
Yeah, I get it. But you had
most of the
winners.
I'm going to catch heat for that name drop right there.
Yeah.
So the kid, one of my best friends I played high school baseball with, just couldn't break a pane of glass. He just flick it the other way.
Also, you were shocked about Bobby Flay knowing me.
So, this is like name drop, but I know Bobby pretty well, like, and I've known him for years through horse racing. And Jerry's like, "Oh, Bobby Flay's there." Me and him like DM. I'm gonna go say hello. I thought he was gonna get a restraining order when he went over there. Honestly, but yeah, no, it was a fun day. I had an exacta box. I had the first place horse. The second place horse was in second midway down the stretch.
Yep.
Ended up faded to fourth. It wasn't like a head bob. If the second place horse stayed up, it was a 240 grand winner.
Wow.
So that's what I'm playing the game for.
Yeah.
I would have cut your check for 80 grand.
That's a smash for you.
Yeah, smash. 80
grand, it would have been each.
Yeah.
Smash for me. Smash for anybody.
Yep.
That's it right there. Oh, that's Jerry hitting the cold exact. It was fun. Trifecta. We are having talks. The council of the syndicate, which is Elliot and I, of upping the initiation fee for new members. Now, where you and Dan would fall in, why that is, the more people, that is what is causing me to bet like a maniac.
Exactly, yeah.
Because when you have less people, it's not, if you win 10 grand, you get five each. When you start cutting it.
Yes.
So we and Whitney, another should have been on this, Whitney, Ryan International Incident, Whitney, who has revolutionized basically politics in Canada and what's going on with their airports. Very funny. Cover of Toronto's Sun and everything. He wants in on the syndicate. So pretty soon there's going to be like 30 people in the syndicate, and I'm going to have to be betting $1 million a race. And I can't have that. But it was a fun day. It was a good event.
It's all over the news.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is. It's all over the news. Anything post? We got the live stream again. Celtics, huge game tonight. What do you guys, who do you think's going to win the Stanley Cup?
I guess the Avs. I mean, I'm not a huge hockey guy, but I mean, they seem to be the most dominant team. I don't know.
Glennie just pops that top off like it's nobody's business, huh? Every picture I see, he's just letting it flow. I think that I got the Lightning.
Me too.
Champion, I'm not going to bet against a team that's won it 2 years in a row and back in the third.
Avs are big favorites, too. They're minus like 195 for the
season. Is it that high? I saw 170 when it opened. Anything else? No? Good? Rundown? All right. There it is.